All right, so just to continue off of that, Joel says on YouTube,
hello.
He says you are comparing programs at completely different stages of building their program. Kind of dumb. That's admitted up front. Like that's
everything
what
we do is dumb.
That's what I just said. They are at different stages. That piece of it isn't there, but that's what I thought killed Nebraska in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, like you can't expect them to have. They don't have any NCAA tournament experience, right? They just don't have any of that. But obviously they came out super hot, and Texas A&M responded, and I thought Nebraska freaked out. I thought it was too helter-skelter, and I know, like, I thought they got swept up in it, and I know that they want to kind of get out and run a little bit because that's just what they do, but I just think they could have done a lot better job at managing, especially Wade Taylor when he got super hot. Not just offensively, but, like, when you slow things down and you throw different looks and you change up pace, like, and you just take a deep breath. I just never got the sense Nebraska took a breath at all in that game. But what you're also doing when you change the tenor and the tone of it is that you throw off his clock and you throw off his rhythm. And clearly, I mean, you know, and that continued on into last night for him. There was just no need to freak out. I just thought they freaked out. I don't know.
They just didn't have the defensive mettle to, like, get a stop so, like, that they could exhale.
Obviously they don't have like the athletes that Texas A&M had. Like there's your deal. But like they didn't. I don't know. They did not. I just thought they freaked out a little bit. I thought they were a little too helter skelter. They were, you know.
That game was so fast.
When
to start.
Things got going fast, it. They just, like, at a certain point, you have to put a governor on it. At a certain point, it's like, I'm going 90. I think that's enough. Let's maybe back it down. Not, let's see if we can go 150. You know, like, I think that was kind of what they were doing. And so they just got swept up in that.
You can't play 40 minutes in the red.
A little bit. And especially against the athletes that they had. And so, I don't know. If you look back at that game, it wasn't the same thing as Creighton for them where they, like, I just thought they overthought that a little bit. And then inside of it, they also kind of freaked out in the game too. And I just thought it was a reoccurring theme for them all year when they got kind of swept up into these moments and they weren't at home, that they just kind of got outside of their brains a little bit, outside of their heads. And that's the lesson to take from it. That's the lesson to take from it. That, and you need to develop, and you need to get some more murderers, not literal murderers. Like people always talk about, well, we need to get some murder. We need to get some crime committers on our team.
Well, no,
I'm not talking about crime committers.
Then they could have a special crime town jersey.
You know, even and the guy who I considered to be that dude from the mental perspective this year was probably Gary, and even he freaked. You know, I thought he lost it a little bit in the game. Just got away from him a little bit. Not to point out one guy or make it all about him, because it definitely wasn't that.
No,
it was not that. I mean, look.
Total team effort.
Like, you could look at what Texas A&M did. I mean, they shot 13-23 on three-pointers. Like, maybe you don't win that game for how it played out 8 out of 10 times with the way that if you're telling me that Texas A&M is going to make 13 threes, maybe you don't win that game 80% of the time. But with the way that they let it play out, with the way that they kind of let it happen to them, you win that game 0 out of 10 times. You gotta adjust and feel more comfortable in those moments. And that's the lesson.
It didn't go to script after the first, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes. And then...
Yeah. Well, then they were 20-13. I was like, this is a good script.
Yeah, definitely. And then...
this is a really good script.
Texas A&M changed it up. Nebraska didn't adapt to it, and they were just done for.
Well, I mean, they just made shots, right?
Yeah.
And so you can't... Like, it's not anything that they did from a schematic standpoint, but you can manage it, whether it's in coaching or how you approach it. And, you know, that's one thing that Nebraska just, I don't think they did well enough on Friday night. Jack John writes in.
Hi, Jack John.
Says, I would agree with the mental side of things that Nebraska starting had Nebraska. Okay, hold on. Let me restart. I would agree.
You're going too fast. You got to slow it up.
That's what Nebraska should have done. I would agree with the mental side of things of Nebraska start if, I think he's trying to say if Nebraska started out slow, but Nebraska just couldn't match up defensively. See A&M against the number one defense in the nation last night. Well, like, let me be clear on that front. So I had said this going into the weekend. Nebraska getting potentially matched up with Houston in the second round was just no. That was not going to be it. But A&M, okay, now we're cooking a little bit. Because if they're shooting like they were, they do have the athletes. But Nebraska's beaten more athletic teams than them before.
Sure.
Teams win against teams who are more athletic than them all the time. What you have to be is the best version of yourself, and you got to be really precise and really calm, you know? And just because realize that they're going to overwhelm you. I thought at times Creighton felt a little overwhelmed athletically on Saturday night.
Definitely.
Against Oregon. I thought Oregon was all over him defensively. Dante was a load, and Cousinard was getting buckets. And I thought, gosh, they're just, it feels overwhelming right now.
A couple stretches of that game where I'm like, God, if they just had one more guy they could trust to be on the floor and give some guys a blow.
And they just stuck in there, and they just hung in there, and they just kind of, they chipped, and yeah, maybe they got a little lucky, right? Dante missed the free throw.
I would think so.
Right? Or maybe their conditioning really hung in there. Mm-hmm. But like, they were a version of themselves, and that's what won them the game. Nebraska got a little bit out of its own head, a little bit out of its own shoes, and lost. And like I said, maybe they don't win it, because just give me the stats and they made 13 threes and that's the story. And you could say buzzsaw and you could forget about it and you could just, you know, pretend like it doesn't mean anything. But you have to take a lesson from this. And I know Nebraska, you know, there'll be changeover as there is with every college basketball team. Like, it won't be the same group next year. That's just how it is. But you got to take a lesson from this. Technicals? Like, we get technical fouls in NCAA tournament game. We get two tech, you know, we got Double Tolmanaga tech. Saying, give me that bleep or whatever. Like, chill. Hey, chill out. Right? It's easy to say in retrospect because they lost now. And we love that emotion. And we do. But, like, it can work against you. And, yeah, maybe Nebraska needs something extra because of what they lack physically. They absolutely lack it physically. But I just thought, like, you weren't going to add two more Juwan Garys to play in that game.
Right.
You weren't going to add, you know, Infali Dante to play in that game, right? You just weren't. So you were what you were. And I just didn't think Nebraska was the best version of itself. And that's the disappointing part.
And
that's where you have to take the lesson from. Mm-hmm.
For so much of the season, that was sort of the appeal of this team, right? Was there's not a dude. It is a scrappy bunch of parts from other teams that have come together and are doing things that no Nebraska team had ever done. And it was impressive that they were doing those things because, again, they didn't have, quote-unquote, the dude.
That's a part of it, too. That's a part of it, too. A text here from the 402.
Hi, 402.
It's just like the Creighton game. If a team shoots 60% against you, you're going to lose no matter what or who it is against, or no matter how you try to defend it. Lights out shooting wins every time. I understand why you would say that, and I understand that you want to just write it off, like, that, because that's how it feels to me. Like, we're just trying to write, hey, look, they, man, we got unlucky, and woe is me. We went to the NCAA tournament again, and look what happened. A guy who made however many threes all year, Obaseki or whatever his name was, Obaseki, you know, he went off. Sure. If you want to write it off and be like, hey, buzzsaw, nothing we can do today, then you can enjoy your off season. But I don't think that tells, I think that is overly simplistic. I think that is overly simplistic about what happened in that game. Why was the other team like that? Why did you allow it to get to the point where it was sustained the way it was for Texas A&M the entire game? Akron came out and torched the Nets. I know it's Akron. But, like, they came out and torched it for the first 10 minutes of that sucker. So stay the course. Don't let it, you know, and make your adjustments. And don't let it overwhelm you. And I just felt like Nebraska, even when they were, you know, still hanging in there, it kind of just, that overwhelmed them. And that's the lesson. I hope that you could take a lesson from that game. And I think that's probably it.
Use it to your advantage. Spin it forward.
Get it back to that point. Uh-huh. And next time they play an NCAA tournament game, hopefully it's not 10 years from now, right? Next time they get into an NCAA tournament game, you now have that to go off of. Mm-hmm. Last time we were here, we freaked. Yes, they shot, but we lost our brains. And that was something that we could have done better. All right. Let's see.
Bit of breaking news.
Oh, what's this? What's breaking?
Patrick McCaffrey is done at Iowa. McCaffrey.
Oh, Caitlin Clark's boyfriend?
Yeah. Seems like he might be
going to the WNBA.
Might be a house husband, which is totally fine. I'm jealous of him, quite frankly. But it appears as that is the career path he is taking next.
It's a good life if you can get it. Mm-hmm. Oh, are we sure he's not trying to hoop somewhere?
No, not sure at all.
Okay. Just.
Just wanted
making dangerous assumptions, Josh?
Yeah, shooting fish in a barrel.
Okay. Here's Joe in Vegas.
Hi, Joe.
How is America's team doing? Just think, after Creighton loses this week, we can finally start focusing on football for the rest of the year. Thank God.
That's right. I got a football jersey on, Connor. It's football. Spring ball.
I don't know anything about that.
Matt Rhule and them boys. You ready for weightlifting videos today?
I know what you're talking about, Joe. Somebody told me that spring ball started today, and I thought, what are you talking about? Are you talking about baseball? That's been going on for months. That's what spring ball means to me.
One more bit of news, not like huge, massive news, but Connor, what would you say if I told you that Shohei Ohtani will be speaking at 4:45 today?
That seems like a bit of a news dump.
Sure does. He will not be taking questions, and he will be reading a statement.
Will he be at the locker room, or will he be in front of a podium?
This feels like a podium thing.
Will he wear a suit? Will Ipe be there?
I don't have answers
to
a lot of those
questions. No, Ipe will not be there. Ipe has been fired.
Yes. You should go now.
All right. We still have to talk about Ohtani, too. We have potpourri of things.
I feel America is not talking about Ohtani enough. This could be a massive story.
Josh.
Connor.
But next, here's what I want to do. I want to clear out for you. ISO play for Josh.
Me?
You had this idea, and you said, why don't we do a segment where we say the weirdest things we saw in person over the weekend? And I thought, well, there's got to be something behind this. So it better live up to the hype.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Next on 1620 The Zone.